Okay, I have started the recording.
Happy, happy AFL podcast. Go, go, go.
Awesome. This is not the third time we started this recording. Welcome to the Happy, Happy AFL podcast. Go, go, go. Episode 3. I am Morgan Le Fay, a.k.a. The Countess, and I brought with me this time the very special Maylin Anastasia-chan.
Hey, yes, that's translated into the way we say it here, Anastasia Maylin Des. Arigato gozaimasu.
Thank you for translating it into Gaijin for us.
You're welcome. Yeah, but you know, I'm otherwise known as Misha, and I'm happy to be back.
And since you said something, David, I'm throwing you. I just enjoy throwing you under the bus. After we isekai'd you, it's just truck-kun all over for you.
It's true. I am David, and I don't remember how we were introducing ourselves this week. So, hi. I'm still not Diana.
You're still not Diana. Which, unfortunately, yeah, we don't have Diana, so we have no direction. Or director, I mean, no director. But we do have Brian, who is under Diana.
Which means we have no oversight.
I'm not quite as organized, but you know, I'll do my best Diana impression.
Well, I mean, really, we just need her to say three things, and I can disperse them out, and that'd be about as many times as she talked during the last episode.
Whoa, I mean, she was really tired. Okay,
more like us talking over her, but
that's fair. At a later date, we could just have Diana record a bunch of generic sentences and then just cut them in seamlessly.
Yeah.
So no one knows that she wasn't here, except they listened to this part.
Yeah, they would have to skip this part and then do it later. And the magic of editing. You don't realize that we are actually all in separate locations and not in some cool sound studio booth like you used to have to do.
I don't know. I think Misha is like 5 feet away from you right now. So
don't ruin the magic.
That is a different location.
And they were roommates. I need to put that on my soundboard.
What? Not the roommate?
Oh, wait. I have that on my soundboard.
They were roommates.
They were roommates.
No.
Okay, look. No more stuff. Like, I need to get my stream deck set up so I can, like, do the soundboard stuff, too. But
I actually have two stream decks for more soundboard.
I hate you.
Oh, gosh.
Like, every time I say something, you have something better than I do. It's like, you have to want to... I kid, but it's like... Oh, yeah, I have this.
Anything he can do, he can do better.
Yeah, well, you know what? You may not have a stream deck like I do, but
I'm still a piece of garbage.
No, you're not. I know where that's from, but like, come on.
Bulwarts is a national treasure. Thank you.
So in the first episode, we introduced ourselves with how we got into anime conventions and how we got into AFO. Last time we explained what we do for the convention. I feel like I talked for 3 hours about myself and everyone just kind of said random things. This time, let's go over what our favorite moments of AFO were, both as a person working for the convention, either as a volunteer or staff, and our favorite time before we took the plunge into helping the convention out. So I'm going to dread saying this, but because we've talked about it so many times, I say, we pull back the curtain. And Misha, you tell people about your favorite experience at Anime Festival Orlando that happened before you were a volunteer.
Oh, yes.
Something that technically we've always kind of kept a little bit of a hush-hush on, but we are at a different location.
Yes.
Are we
at a different location now. You know, it's a brand new start.
It's a brand new Stark. Wait.
What? No. Oh,
we're
sorry.
We're putting that on a license plate. It's a new Stark.
Okay.
Outlaw Stark.
Yeah. Oh.
He has Arrested Development in anime.
We already explained that.
I
would have gone with this is the start of something new because High School Musical is an anime.
I am too old for that one.
Yeah, I was kind of a little too old for that when it came out as well, but
2006?
I was babysitting younger siblings that were into it, so...
Yeah. 16, dude!
So anyway...
Okay, let's just pull back the curtain, put on your favorite swimwear, whatever, and then we got the supposed pool party that never, ever happens.
Yes, I...
Let's dive in.
We've been alluding to it for a while, but one of my favorite experiences is pretty much like the AFO in 2016 before I became volunteer. Not meaning that being a volunteer was bad, just like it was just a really epic year. And my friends and I really coordinated together well, and all of us got like a large suite and stayed together like our happy little family friend group. So it was really good. So there's a couple from that particular AFO. One is being in our hotel room, you know, just taking a break between panels and stuff, and my friend putting on his VR headset. Like, he's like, look, he's like really tech person. He's a big tech person. And he's like, oh, look, you know, I brought my VR headset just in case. We're like, why? We're going to be at a convention. But, you know, that's just the way it was. So he brought his little portable VR headset. And he was like, the Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer, just the final chain remix of the Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer had dropped, and it's like we knew kind of a release date finally by then. And so I remember putting on his headset and experiencing, just on a YouTube video, but like in my face, the Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer, and thinking, wow, this is going to be a really good game. Awkward silence, sips tea.
And it was Kingdom Hearts 3 Best Buy.
Yeah, okay. But on that same weekend, so my friends and I were like, how do we safely contribute to the unofficial pool party? Because all of us are like very, you know, like we're all just very careful and caring of one another, and we all look out for each other. So what we did was we did some crazy stuff. We got a plastic, non-inflatable, just like a plastic table, like that you'd use, you know, and then we said, okay, we're going to float that in the pool. And then we got some solo cups, and we thought we're going to play a variation of beer pong in the pool. And we said, okay, well, the rules of the pool are like, don't have glass bottles around the pool. So we, you know, made sure to be careful and carefully got like, you know, brought our cooler with, you know, cans of beer, and then also like not beer, like soda and stuff like that, because I did have my younger brother in tow, and he was gonna be 21 soon. And I was just like, nope. I was like, no, you can't drink. I'm the older sister. No, you can't drink. Period. That's it. So
underage drinking.
Just because there is no underage drinking at AFO. Never happens.
Absolutely not. And like, that's how I felt, you know, like I was just like there with my younger sibling. Yes, he was an adult, but like, that's me. So I was just like, I told mom I wouldn't let you get into anything. So we're gonna set up a party at the pool party. So then we floated the table in the pool. All of us like held it up and supported it. We filled the cups with like pool water, because we didn't want to get beer in the pool. That's gross. Ew. And we just floated. I mean, gosh, we were probably playing beer pong and like challenging random people for, you know, and bringing people in and stuff like that for like probably 6 or 7 games. It was great. We had like an Ichi headband, you know, we were playing to win the headband we bought in the dealer room that day. I think I won 7 consecutive games, but with like rotating out, like being, you know, my friends rotating out being my second. And
so it's 15 paces. The choice of weapon was beer pong.
Yes.
At dusk.
Indeed. Yeah. It was dusk. And then until the night times when someone respectfully came out and said, hey, you know, the pool party's over. And we're like, okay. Like, we packed up, we threw out the table that we'd busted up and waterlogged and got all of our stuff off the pool deck and got out. Like, yeah. So that was a lot of fun. Very fond memories. If anybody happens to be listening, that we did defeat in a grueling beer pong challenge, you did great because there were some respectable challengers, and that's it. That's my, oh shoot, that's just before times.
Yeah, the now times.
Should I say the now times?
I knew nothing about it. Yeah, now we have actually, I'm quite happy that you were so proper with your pool partying, so we can say that this is what happened, kind of.
Yeah.
Doesn't always say that was, but again, people were responsible for some reason. I don't know how.
I just felt like that was just us. Like, because we did have friends that came and would drink and kind of while out. And then, you know, like my beer pong partner would kind of take a break and go address, like make sure they were okay. And, you know, and then come back. And then, you know, we were just anybody we knew that were, you know, there and you know, playing with us, we were just like, hey, you're not drinking too much. Like, cause it's a pool, you know, like we're just, that was us.
Who here's CPR certified? Just making sure that.
Yeah. I mean, I think at the time I might've been CPR certified actually. So
even better.
I know. Right. So
that is, again, I find it interesting. This is, I think, the first time we've ever actually dug into behind the scenes on the stuff that we're not allowed to talk about.
Right.
I'm excited for the people who are listening to this to hear you say that you're going to tell a story and then hear you say that you've told two stories and be like, what were the two stories?
Yes, I have to. It's just going to be like a 3 minutes of just. Yeah, this just huge. What's going on?
Yeah, there. So here we go. I'll re-record this. There's my story from the before times.
Oh, that was such an awesome story.
A long, long
I'm
ago.
So glad you helped that child and that they're now going forward and living their best life. I am just so impressed with the care and concern you had. And that's what made me want you to be on my team is after Aww. You told me that story. I knew you were the right person to join Game Show Theater.
Moe?
Because
Moe? Moe!
How dare you say something that wholesome when I was about to hit a funny button on my soundboard and now it's ruined.
Just sipping my tea.
Okay, Kermit.
Sipping your tea. Who wants to go next? And unfortunately, it looks like we can't isekai one of the directors in because they were doing laundry.
Yeah, we almost got Ryan to pull a David.
Yeah, we almost got Ryan to pull a David. Oh, that is good.
Don't worry. The truck will find him soon enough.
The truck will. Truckoon is coming. Be on the lookout.
It's coming. He will join us.
Yes.
Okay. F your soundboard, but perfect timing.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
I liked it.
It worked. So, and because you did that, your turn, David.
Yes. Okay. So this is actually very easy. My story from the before time does not exist because I have never attended AFO as anything other than staff. Well, not
you've never attended AFO as anything but working it.
Correct. That is a more accurate phrasing because I started as a Orlandia and we were not staff.
Yeah, you're volunteers. Same with like Misha's only staff this year. Like,
honestly, if you consulted my badges from AFO's past, I have been a vendor. I have been a volunteer. I have been a normal attendee. I have been staff.
Okay, the year you were normal attendee, what was that?
That was, we didn't make badges for Orlandia. I'm still not 100% sure how it happened, but we just got normal attendee badges.
But because badging is a hard process.
Yeah, and if you look at badges from the first 15 or so AFOs, we have tried a wide variety of designs and ideas, and we've had like laminated paper with like a sticker on it saying I'm a staff member. We've had like somebody brought one of their little card printer machines.
2 years ago, I had to add in the staff by printing them out on a label maker because we didn't put that on the badge. You are staff now.
As it turns out, artists are expensive. And having an artist make different badge designs for each of the different roles at the show is a lot.
Because we actually pay people in something other than exposure.
Yeah.
Citation needed.
You're right, but we try to at least pay people in something besides the exposure. I promise I'll give you two exposures, actually, for this wonderful artwork you're doing of my character.
Please allow me to rephrase. We have paid people.
Yes. Thank
who
you.
Do some art.
And other stuff.
And that's why the Countess has such a cute chibi and other stuff. Yeah.
So David then gets a pass.
On my before time story.
Yeah, you're long ago before the before time story is you never had one. You were just an adult.
Wait, what a second. But there has to be a story on how you got involved initially.
He was drafted in from being in a murder mystery, remember?
Yeah, Morgan's got it.
I don't.
This is episode one.
Go back to episode one and listen to that.
Right.
So the longer version
just
of that
so
is...
Just trying so hard to get a story.
Yeah, let's get the longer version. So that was the quick and dirty. Let's get the long and hard.
So the year was 2011? Question mark? That sounds right.
2011.
The year was 2011, and it was my first year working at AFO. And if we rewind several months, potentially into 2010, I was just a normal, average member of your local anime club at the University of Central Florida. And the leadership of the club, one of which was our current director of AFO, Diana, was like, let's do a murder mystery night in cosplay. So we were all cosplaying characters from anime, and we were doing a murder mystery night. So the plot was Nicholas D. Wolfwood from Trigun married Sailor Moon. And then at the wedding,
I can't hear what's going on, Brian. So whatever you're looking at me about, I don't understand it.
That is the voice of Diana in the background, not knowing that I was talking about her.
And the fact that it's an ultra crack ship is like,
yes, they can hear you. They said hi.
Hello.
So at the wedding reception, so the ceremony happened. So at the wedding reception, someone got murdered. And then all of the people who were attending the event had to go talk to all of the people involved with the wedding and figure out who the killer was.
Miss Scarlet with Truck Coon in the dealer's room.
For the life of me, I could not tell you who the villain was. I remember exactly three characters from that. There was Nicholas D. Wolfwood, played by yours truly. There was Sailor Moon, played by someone. And there was Monkey D. Luffy, played by another guy.
Oh, my God.
And there were other characters. I just don't remember who they were.
What is this murder mystery? Why is Luffy here?
Oh, well, no, because it was a bunch of anime characters from very...
Oh, I thought it was Trigun specific.
It was a bunch of weebs doing a murder mystery. What do you want?
Wolfwood marry Sailor Moon?
It's
Tumblr, the murder mystery.
Oh.
It was really... Okay, raise your hand if you cosplay. Cool. What character are you? Cool. Are you down with improv?
Oh, I actually raised my hand.
Excellent.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah, I thought you were going there with that.
I literally, you're like, do you cosplay? I put my hand up.
I did. My hand was firmly down, by the way.
Yeah, no. So they were like, what cosplays do we have? And I played Wolfwood. I built the, you know, like a good Jewish kid, I built the cross and wrapped it in a bed sheet. it was very accurate.
I imagine so.
You didn't do the Star of David? I have seen Nicholas Wolfwoods who are...
Honestly, I have considered that.
Whoa. Wait a second. Am I going to have to pause my rewatch of Outlaw Star to go back and rewatch like Trigun? Because like...
No. Continue with Outlaw Star. It will make Ryan happy.
Finish Outlaw Star
you should, but when you're done with it, you should go watch Trigun 98 and then immediately afterwards watch the movie and then immediately afterwards watch Trigun 23 and then immediately afterwards read the entire manga series.
And then
I can do most of that.
Radically different.
The time that I have.
Yes, they
in
are
my
all
life.
Very, very different. But please watch Trigun. It's very good. If you're listening to this at home and you've never seen Trigun 98, it's just
meaning
good.
Trigun that came out in 1998.
Yes. 1998 was the first Trigun series with like the classic anime style and the...
Yeah, it's what a lot of anime tropes...
Starring AFO guest Johnny Young Bosch.
I was waiting for that.
Starring Johnny Young Bosch. In fact, if you had a Trigun DVD set from 1998... You could bring it to AFO and get it signed by the man himself.
Johnny Young Vosh.
Johnny Young Vosh.
The man of many, many voices.
Oh my God.
We should cut out the last 45 seconds.
I let this happen.
We should cut out.
We broke Misha.
This is going to get us canceled on whatever they rebrand X to be.
Yeah, please don't get us canceled. Just cut it.
So we did this murder mystery night and it was very good. And there was a bunch of people who were in attendance. And one of them was a guy named
Redacted.
Who ran the Propeller Anime Club, which is another anime club in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
And at the time, he was also a staff member at AFO. I believe he was in charge of, among other things, scheduling panels. He comes up to me and he's like, hey, you know, you did really good at that. Do you want to do this improv show thing at AFO? And I was like, well, I've never been to AFO before, but sure, let's see what that's like. So my first AFO, I am like going to rehearsals for Orlandia in advance of ever setting foot in the Wyndham.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I remember it was so much fun. We learned three completely different act threes.
Yeah, based around how the show went the game went. I mean,
so in the modern era of Orlandia, they tend to have one act three. And then they just like switch which faction leader has the dialogue for I've won.
So they're pulling the Mass Effect, press the right button.
Yeah. But back then, we had three completely different endings, like very, very different. There was one where like a laser blew up the city. There was one with a bomb. Those might have been the same one, actually.
I was going to say Skybeam. Was there a Skybeam?
MCU Skybeams.
Yeah, there was the Big Bitchin' Bomb, which is the official title from the show. And I think that was on the satellite with the laser. I don't really remember. Like I said, it's been 13 years. But that was my first AFO. You know, we were doing our Conquerors of New Orlandia year. They had the three factions of the, it was like the fascist state faction, the cyberpunk rebel faction, and the Mad Max faction. So y'all can guess who won.
Keanu Reeves.
The Mad Max one?
It was the Mad Max one.
Wait, what year was that?
2011.
So I've been AFO 12.
I think that was like...
AFO 12, yeah.
I don't know if I really went to that one.
We really do need to sneak in another AFO.
So that was the one where... It was Conquerors of New Orlandia. The tavern was, God, who else was there? So there were people, like there was a guy with like a Nintendo Power Glove on his costume because he was like, you know, cyberpunk rebel faction.
Okay. Yeah.
I've got the power.
It was so bad.
I went to that one. I stopped in one day, but like, I think that was before I really understood or knew or sorry about to say this, but cared about Orlandia. Sorry,
no,
guys.
That's fine. A lot of people who have never been to Orlandia don't get it. Yeah, but once they play
you don't
it,
know
they
until you
back.
Know. Yeah, yeah. No, you don't know until you know.
If but, you know, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, if you know, you know. Yeah, but I think I was just kind of, my style of conventioning at that time was just kind of hop around until we found something fun, go in and see fun, and then... Yeah, like we didn't stick around any one place.
See, fun.
Yeah,
but yeah, if you were there that year, so if you saw the stage shows, we had like the dude with like the cowboy hat. His name was the Bandit King.
Mm.
His character has been reused over the years.
Nice.
My favorite one is the faction leader for the cyberpunk rebel faction, which you, like, looking back, it was very clear that that was the faction that
Redacted
had wanted to win.
That would track.
Based on the writing and everything else. But the faction leader was, I believe the faction leader's name was Sweet Red Vinyl. That sounds correct.
Mm-hmm.
And literally no one had seen her at all until act two, and there was like a big reveal of her costume because it was a very, you know, she was dressed very attractive. She is very attractive, and she was dressed very, yes, risque is a good word for it. Still PG. You could still do it in front of kids, but it was like the crowd was excited when the blanket or whatever came off to reveal who was under it. The problem was everybody on stage also only ever saw that costume once a few hours before this. So like the audience is losing their mind and there's like four of us on stage trying real hard not to break.
Saving face.
Including me, the dude in the fascist faction who's like supposed to be all angry and playing it straight and like, you know, being a fascist. And I'm just like sitting there trying not to laugh at the audience's reaction to the person who I'm like holding in place.
Understood. Okay. All right. Times. So moving away from you, we have Brian.
Oh, please cut that.
Should I cut that? I'm sorry.
I mean, we don't want to alienate the non-congoers who are for some reason listening to us.
I'll be nice. Brian, tell us what your favorite of time before AFO being staff was.
Okay. So
the pool party. I got it. Okay.
Now keep in mind. Not quite pool party. No. But there's a tangent in there about that. Okay, so one of my early, besides the very first AFO I went to, one of my earliest AFOs was the year in the Renaissance Hotel.
I'm so sorry.
We do not talk about that.
That's why I'm laughing.
Is that 2015?
Yes.
That was like 2013 or 2014. It was
it was 14.
It was Rocket Rangers 2, that's right.
Okay.
We do not talk about
2014.
It's important.
All right. We're just pulling off all the bandages.
That was almost the last AFO. That year almost killed us.
That's why we don't talk. That was, oh my God. But
as an attendee, it was fascinating. to say the least.
Same.
Yeah, you'd agree.
Including the
official, unofficial not party that happened or didn't happen near the pool.
I was there.
I was there when they shut the pool down on Saturday night. I know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yes, I was too.
What I'm talking about.
They didn't. How do I phrase this? They did not mess around. They like had the cops there, right, like ready to go.
No, it was weirdly intense. I don't know what that was about, but that created more mini adventures that night. And I got to meet different people. Some people I still know to this day. Some people I work with at AFO. And it was all because I kind of met them.
Some people you only talked to because you had to beat them up in jail cells. I mean, like,
Fortunately, didn't go to jail that night.
Yeah.
That's another story. But no, I met a lot of the people we're currently involved with that year at this year, the Bruno of years, because we don't talk about it. No.
We don't talk about
it. So it was like one of my favorite early memories. And then when we go back to the Wyndham, it's the same people there, and they had a lot more fun. And then by then, I became officially involved with AFO
through Diana. Having fun.
Or was helping her.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did that happen?
Yeah, see, at that one, I honestly met a lot of lifelong friends, too. Like, for anybody listening that was at that AFO, and we're still friends, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. And also, you're welcome.
And also, yeah.
And also how. After all that how. I know. I know. Good. That's the thing. Crazy as it was.
You know what? If you made a friend at an AFO that is literally 10 years old and you're still friends.
Yes. Hmm? Not 10 years old, but like the friendship is 10 years old at least at this point. Like I just gave my friend.
At our big old age? Yeah.
Yeah. Like last year I gave her this is our 10th anniversary of being friends. Present. Sorry. Go ahead, Brian. Sorry.
It's like that movie One Day. You know, you go to one con a year and you see each other and you're like, we're still great friends.
You have your con friends. You have your like.
No, like we hang out in IRL, go to each other's houses.
Well, I live 2,500 miles away.
2,500 miles away.
It's different nowadays because everyone's so connected. But back in the day, it's like, let's go on LiveJournal and talk about conventions.
Okay, hold on. LiveJournal might predate me, actually.
I did not go on LiveJournal.
Make sure you check out my GeoCities page.
Hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah? Well, Morgan, my friends that I met at that con met on my anime list.
Holy sh**.
Mal is still alive to this day.
And they're married.
And they're married.
Yes, dude.
And they're married. Were they roommates?
They were roommates.
Got him.
Got it.
Actually, in honor of that getting him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Oh, you don't have the song after?
Oh no, I do. I just hit the stop button because it got loud.
It scares me when I hear Morgan yell.
So, all right.
All right. I'll avoid the we got him button and just stick to the 20 other buttons.
Yeah, I will find you and I will.
So I've been here the whole time.
That was in response to you finding me.
Yes, yes, yes. I know.
We may actually have to bleep these out. I don't know how it works to use copyrighted music.
But anyway, so is that the end of your story, Brian? Or is there more about how the pool party just created friendships that lasted forever?
Yeah, tell us more.
The lack thereof of the pool party.
The lack thereof.
By 5-0, everybody had to go make their own parties. I was just bouncing around meeting new and exciting people.
That was,
and then sober me at them again.
That might have been one of the few years I went to the rave, actually. Because they shut the pool down.
That year?
I'm trying to remember if I went to the rave that year.
I just remember they shut the pool down and I got out of my swim trunks and ended up in a room that was dark with loud music. And it was either an okay rave or a really lit room party.
I think it's probably the rave because, well, if I was there, I wasn't invited to a room party because I wasn't that cool ever.
Aww.
Oh, that's the nice thing about comms is you don't need to be invited to the room party. You just need to find one that left their door open.
I've never been that cool. Even if I left the door open, they'd be like, oh, that's Morgan Le Fay. Screw her. She's not cool enough.
She's got class. She's a classy lady.
And then you tie them up and spank them on stage. What?
I'm not saying I haven't done that. Okay.
Well, 18 plus.
Look.
I am the official 18 plus alarm. Beep boop.
The 18 plus alarm. It's like Spaceball.
Sorry, what's the alarm?
It's the
one more time with the alarm.
I am the official 18 plus alarm. Beep boop. I don't know.
Soundboard.
The virginity alarm. It's supposed to go off before you do.
So whenever someone starts saying something 18 up, just do this.
There you go. Oh wait. Is that from Short Circuit or something?
You know, you're close in that it is a robot.
Or is it from Star Wars?
It's Star Wars.
Beep, beep, beep.
That was R2-D2 hitting a wall.
But okay, yeah, but do you even know about Short Circuit?
Johnny Five is alive. It is known.
And I was making fun of is Spaceballs.
Oh yeah.
But so yes, I guess my favorite story of my pre-AFO working it, which is forever ago, actually does involve a lot of water.
What is this tangent? Where are we going?
Yes. So
Segway
into, so from pool parties to lots of water. For those that don't live in Florida, we are the Sunshine State, which means it rains every freaking day during the summer.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
For those that never went to the Wyndham.
I was about to say, sarcastically?
Yeah. For those that have seen the Wyndham, it's outside.
Yeah. And like the Wyndham used to be vast in terms of like a walking space as well. So, you know,
yeah, if you had a room, you'd have to walk outside to go to locations.
Yeah.
Because of how it's set up. Now, one of my favorite cosplays that I still do because it gets mad reviews. People love it. I love it is Sadako Yoramari, which everyone just calls the creepy chick from the ring.
And on that note, I'm out.
Oh, yes. Samara in the U.S.
Yep. Known as Samara in the U.S.
Is that officially in an anime?
It is. Actually, it already is. It's a manga. I have the books. Trust me. I know the character.
But it's not an anime.
It's not an anime. Now it's not an anime.
Well, hold on. But we brought it up here, which means per the rules set out in the previous episode, it is an anime or two episodes ago.
Yes, it is an anime. It's also in a video game because they actually took her and put her in Dead for Daylight, I think. Yeah.
Not playing that game.
Dead by Daylight.
Yeah. I actually bought it just for that. I haven't played it, but yeah.
That movie, of all the movies I watched in my youth, that is the movie that f***ed me up the hardest.
With the ring?
Yes.
It is.
Let me guess, the jump
scare.
You know,
honestly, yeah.
I could not be alone in a room with like a television set that was off for like 10 years.
Okay, honestly, kind of, yeah, same. I used to think I could watch horror movies and I did because my family just watched a lot of them. But now like something, I grew empathy and now I can't, like I can't really.
That movie is the reason that I do not watch horror movies.
Oh, wow.
So basically, David, you would have loved seeing me during, I think it was AFO 5.
Oh, goodness.
Or 6. Yeah. So I cosplayed her.
You would have scared David.
So.
And I got caught in the rain.
Oh, nice.
Well, but she got caught in a well. So, I mean, kind of tracks.
More accurate.
Normally when I cosplay her, I would actually use a spritz bottle to basically make myself look like I came out of well strategically.
Strategic spritzing.
So here's a fun fact about me. I am not super athletic, but I am very fast. And people always underestimate how fast I am. And you would have had an excellent opportunity to learn how fast I am had I seen you in that. Because I would have been gone.
Oh, it gets better.
No.
And so I can actually do the crawl?
Absolutely fucking not. I'm out.
If you did that right now.
That was our one F for the episode.
The thing is, though, I can do the crawl. My hair, it was in front of me. But so it just suddenly were walking between the hotel rooms and it just poured. And I was just drenched.
Nope.
And I had white makeup going down my face. My hair was like everywhere already.
You know what? You know what my response to all of this is, actually? Hell no. I'm not going to play the whole thing.
The thing is, I mean, I literally had a videotape with the symbol on I'd hand to people. She is a fun character to play. That year, I won like 3 different cosplay awards.
Most likely to give children nightmares.
Yeah. Well, so what I do is when I participated as her, I would crawl up onto the stage, crawl over to the judges and hand them the tape and just leer at them.
If you did that event this year and I was at the desk in main events this year, all you would see is not me.
Like, where did David go?
I see Anton. I don't know where David is. And then the back door would have flown open and they'd be like, ah.
The funny thing
like
is,
your hair as you go out the door would be the only thing we see like flowing behind you.
Y'all remember Looney Tunes?
It's a Looney Tunes cloud and it goes zoop.
You would see a smoke
yeah.
silhouette of me. At the table.
Meep, meep.
You hear the Scooby-Doo. And then it
yes, yeah.
So I love the fact that my favorite AFO memory, one of my favorite AFO memories is scarring you. This is gold.
Potentially no. scarring.
Don't make it Scooby-Doo because then it's just going to be Morgan chasing me through like doors into hallways to the Benny Hill theme or whatever.
Well, you know, I guess our
at
new
the
setup...
Window, that could have worked.
Yeah, actually, I know exactly the hall that we could have done that in, too.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
Game show theater, the tavern.
With our new, like, setup in the, you know, the, like, panel room / setup, we could do that because of the way the doors are. Just
yeah, zip, we have zip, the hallway.
All right, here's what we do. We film that for AFO TV.
Yes.
Our own Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to film that for AFO TV next year because we'll have to film it this year and then edit it and then compile it into a
pilot. Yeah, turn
a funny clip for our clip show.
Yeah, fair the clip show.
As long as we have a moment where we just pull off Morgan Le Fay's mask and it's Old Lady Jenkins. I don't want to get away with it.
And as it turned out, it was just another real estate scam.
But yeah, so my favorite memory scars you for life. Gotcha. So you should never knock on my door during AFO when I'm asleep.
Why? Wait.
Misha knows.
She sleeps in a television.
I sleep in a closed.
No. Do I know? Because I'm usually just trying to sleep myself.
Yes, the well.
What?
I sleep in a nightgown.
Oh, yeah. Your real life nightgown that you like the nightgowns that you tend to sleep in are like
you dye your hair black to sleep
old lady so sorry sadaku
got it
and you crawl out of your bed upside down.
Technically her hair isn't black, it's dark, it's boy, brown.
I do have a really dumb joke for y'all now.
Go ahead.
Why did the mansplainer die in the ring?
I don't know why.
He fell into that well, actually.
That's I'll accept it. Da, 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 da. Da. Boom. That is one of my favorite cosplays to do because it freaks everyone out, and that is just it's pure gold. And the fact that I got caught in the rain.
No, thank you.
Yeah. It was hilarious just how it ended up of like I am now stuck basically in all white, completely wet.
Which is a perfect time to talk about this week's sponsor, Nope.
In theaters 2 years ago?
Now also an anime.
Last year?
Now
also. Yeah, we have isekai'd Nope into this conversation.
Jordan Peele's probably a weeb. I think we're safe.
And I will go walk in front of a truck to get isekai'd out of it if I have to.
Okay, I will shut up now about one of my favorite characters of all time. And how about you say something happy about what you enjoyed while you've been on staff, David?
Oh, boy. There are so many good things that have happened from working at AFO.
Yes.
I have met some of my favorite people. I have met some of my...
Yeah.
But how about just favorite, like, event? Like, say, like, something that just sticks out when you say AFO. What's something that just screams to you, like, oh, yeah, that was awesome?
I don't... Okay, the first three things that came to mind I can't say on a PG-rated show. Or a PG-13 show.
Oh, okay. What's the fourth one, then?
So, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Gotcha.
No, it was actually just a bunch of times that Harley tied me up. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was actually Hallmat. Never mind.
I was going to say, I don't think she ever did anything like that at AFO. I would have known.
I think, no, the year I was in... the first year I was in Game Show Theater, she was a part of...
The hentai panel.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
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 And that occasionally involves tying people up.
PG-13.
And tie?
PG-13.
I mean, it's not saying that we did not have a...
No. I know my favorite part of since I started working at AFO, and it was when I broke Corwin's game.
Which one?
For the hentai panel.
Oh, God.
It was like a three-legged race. But modified slightly. And I was like, if I just pick up the other person... I will mitigate the entire challenge of this.
Yes.
And then we won. And then the next time he ran that panel, they actually changed the game so that you couldn't pick up the other person
without it
being significantly riskier to your ability to win.
I mean, we could say my favorite moment of an AFO was during a hentai panel, just not what was going on during the hentai panel.
Yeah. And if you are listening to this at home and you are of age... aka 18, check out the hentai panel. It's a lot of fun. You can win prizes, and I will not elaborate.
Yes, things happen. So when a man and a woman love each other very much, and then they find a tentacle monster.
Okay, well-timed audio clip there. All right.
That was my "we're getting into 18 up territory" button.
Okay, good. Nice.
That was a very quick... reference, because we established that like 10 minutes ago. I love it.
I know. I'm proud. I'm like smiling, like that was perfect. Anyway.
And speaking of perfect, Misha. Mm-hmm. So you have technically only been... That actually came out too sweet. No, screw you. Misha, you're not perfect. I'm perfect.
Get a room.
Look.
I know you're in the next room, but still.
Yeah, I'm definitely... No, it's... I'm good.
Look, remember, she's the token straight.
Ah!
Okay, we know Brian already is actually... Damn it, am I the minority for once again?
Oh.
I'm afraid so.
Weird.
Aww.
This is why we always have it during... This is why AFO is during June, because it's Pride Month, so everyone's gay.
There we go.
Ooh, I did have a fun thing that I've started doing lately to all of my non-binary friends, and it's to point out that they are, by definition, heterosexual.
Please don't get us canceled.
Show the math.
But okay, here's the thing, though.
Because anybody they're interested in is a different gender. That is the definition of heterosexuality.
There you go.
Yes, but they could still be sapphic.
I'm not saying they're straight.
They're just heterosexual, yes.
They're just het.
They're trans het.
Huh.
But what if they are with another non-binary person?
They're still different gender. Well, it depends on the flavor of non-binary, I guess.
So if you have a they, them, or a he, them, and then a she, them... It would then be straight, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Like I said.
It's illegal in Florida.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's like, fun because every NB that I've said this to in the past 2 weeks, which is a lot because I was at KatsuCon, has gotten really mad at me for being right.
This all sounds like one of those like nerd adjust glasses, like, and they look at you and go, actually.
That's why you're the token straight person.
And that's how they died in the ring.
It all comes back to
we're doing such a good job of having the callbacks be in the same episode this week.
speaking of the ring, Misha, I'm ringing you up.
Uh-huh.
Now that you've been in a volunteer and staff position officially now, what has been your favorite time of that? Well, I'm the one actually keeping people on track this time. What's going on?
And why is it right now?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, like now is so cool. Like, I mean, meeting Brian in real life, like recognizing his voice and knowing that I'd seen him at like a staff event prior to that and going and just being like, and just staring at him at a coffee shop where we all met up and just being like, what?
But that's not during AFO. Like that was...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was just, but it was just like, dude, But it was like,
it's during the planning stages of the next AFO.
Okay, but that's the thing, Morgan. If you are AFO staff, you are basically always doing AFO.
Yes, you are right.
Well, that's not true for half of them.
Yeah, like, yeah, we were in t-shirts and we were doing, you know, things to help the convention behind the scenes. And then we met up behind the scenes to
way behind the scenes.
Yep. To talk with all of our peeps that are here on the podcast. So yeah, I was like, Nani?
It literally was, we should have called you in, David. It would have been all of us.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, it really would have been cool. But anyway.
Hey, you know what? I'll be in Florida again at some point before. Actually, I might not.
Really? Nothing?
Well, if you are in Florida, that means we have to do official podcast karaoke and not blow out our voice this time.
So, okay. During AFO, what has been your favorite moment?
During AFO. Okay. Oh, working at the physical event. Okay. Ooh, there was a really good moment that I do remember when I did game show theater. I want to say the first time.
Then I didn't do my job right.
Yeah. In 2018, because I just remember doing Anime Name That Tune one of the years. We did Snake Eater, like that song from
Metal Gear Solid 3.
Mm-hmm. And like,
do we do karaoke at AFO, like a panel?
Yes, we have a karaoke person that usually is there. We've always also had to try the guests do karaoke. I never am there because I'm
Yeah, we're usually too busy.
Yeah, if it's not in main event, I'm not gonna see it.
No, yeah, but we got the first part of the song, the minute or so sound clip that of that song, but then all of us, including myself on the microphone, just like went ham on the rest of the song. Like nobody stopped singing at least up to the end of the first chorus or something like that. And it was just really, that was really sweet that everybody just, it went from Anime Name That Tune to Anime Sing Along.
Dude, I love me a good anime sing-along, or a good sing-along in general.
Yeah, or I guess that's a video game sing-along, but yes.
So I mean, that's just interactive anime. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna keep at it with the hot takes until someone complains, and then continue after they complain as well.
Yes, and I will just have to fix this in post like I've always done.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think...
Yeah, I just take your audio layer out. I just remove you completely.
Aw.
They're all just talking to the ghost of me.
Yes, because I showed up next to you. Like, actually, my favorite moment of working at AFO is... So in 2024, I dressed up as the character from The Ring you might know of.
Wait.
And I walked into main events.
In 2024? Oh, I see. I see what's happening here. No, I understand what's happening here.
Oh.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, during opening ceremonies, I'm gonna walk up on stage and just wave at people and just see what happens.
Please no.
Hey, have you ever seen a Durarara?
No.
Durarara.
Yeah.
Durarara.
Do the ra-ra-ra-ra.
Have you ever seen Dur?
I'm laughing, sorry.
I have seen Dorora.
Okay, y'all remember how that one guy, whenever he got mad, would just like eat vending machines at people?
Ah, yes.
I always forget if that's Isaiah or Shizuo. I think it's Shizuo.
So you would throw a vending machine.
But yeah, Morgan, if you try that, you're going to see me go full Shizuo and try to yeet an 8-foot truss at you.
Mental note.
I second that because like I'm pretty sure volunteers in our department would absolutely they'd be running right there with you. They're as fast, if not faster. Let's have a race between our volunteer that you know who I'm talking about, how fast they could be, and David when you show up as
Sadako.
I'm running. I don't have any more buttons on my soundboard, but I really want to get the run vine sound. The da-da-da-da run. with the umbrellas on the beach. Y'all remember Vine.
Yeah. Yes. I remember Vine.
Back in my day, TikToks could only be 7 seconds long.
And they had to be funny.
And they actually had to be funny.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, sweet prince.
So, no, since I did bring it up, I guess I will go with what my favorite AFO memory is on staff. I'm just going to say Evil Jeopardy, period. Like, every one of them.
Yes.
Is just Kino. Is just perfect. They are, I think my favorite time of it is one time someone picked me up and carried me around during Evil Jeopardy because I said my feet were sore.
Oh, Moe.
I'm just like, great. You were carrying... Actually, no. My favorite moment of Evil Jeopardy, which is my favorite thing of AFO, because for some reason, people like me yelling at them. As we explained, I do things that I'm...
You yell at people.
Come to Evil Jeopardy. I yell at people. I dom a room.
Yeah.
Because I work at Domino's. We already know someone that worked at Subway. They're not here right now.
Yes, yes.
They're with us in spirit.
They're with us in spirit.
That spirit looks confused at me.
they're actually with us in spirit Halloween because
that's
now that we've left the Wyndham, someone had to take our slot.
It's a spirit Halloween store.
At the end of June, only for 3 days, it's Spirit Halloween in there.
For 3 days, it's Spirit Halloween.
It's like one of those, it's like a pop-up thing.
Yeah. But Evil Jeopardy, it's like Jeopardy, except for it's with it's twisted.
Evil.
Except evil.
It's simple evil. Like, the thing is, it's evolved through the years. The conceit is, like, you have to answer in the form that's evil or vile or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a person who... did so well that basically they were, I didn't realize it at the time, that they actually participated and then came back as a contestant a second year in a row.
Ooh.
And so the final question was like, placate my ego or something, because it's all about just making me happy. And they whip out a full out poster they had commissioned of me.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, this is definitely a year I wasn't there. That's so cool.
I thought you were going to be like, this is definitely Moe.
Also definitely Moe.
They literally commissioned an artist to do a full photo, like poster of me. Like,
aww.
I have it in the room you're in, Misha. I can show it to you. And that literally was like, why did you spend money on me like this?
Aww.
So they won. Like, they won. Like, I didn't care. They won.
I'm literally looking around right now.
It's rolled up because I couldn't find the frame for it.
There's a lot of posters rolled up.
Yeah. Most of those are probably from America and McGee.
Are we going to use them as prizes this year in the...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and have someone kill them. Oh my God.
Yes.
That is probably my favorite moment, is just having my, shall we say, ego stroke.
Cool.
Keeping it peeking through.
Which is actually my second favorite. Never mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, look, you have your after parties. I have mine.
Oh, no, man, that's why I need a separate room this year. Just like, okay, AFO is going to get another, like right here. Like if I had the skills that David does to just get on and get online and just buy the thing. Like, let's just make it canon right now. Yeah. That I'm just buying, I'm going to go ahead and get my room for AFO.
She just says that she doesn't want to be in the same room with me at night now, I guess, because I creep her out too much.
Well,
thank you. I mean, I know you just want to be with your significant other.
The Sudoku.
Sudoku who might tie you up in the room you're in. Yes, that is scary.
Waking up. Yeah.
That adds a double layer of...
No, it's just... Yeah, and I do need to sleep at night to, come back on stage and be alert. And
I will, I promise you that I will keep my...
So?
Yes. So, Ryan, what is your favorite moment of being on staff at AFO during the event?
Oh, it's me. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, in an official capacity, I've only actually been on staff since last year.
Mm.
I would argue when you were
You were volunteer plus.
Voluntold?
Yeah, you were voluntelling thing, so I think that counts.
Excuse me. Not told. I mean, I did it out of love. We'll do it now. So, but yes, as an official capacity, as of like the staff dinner of 2022, I've been on staff. But before that,
wait, did you also get promoted to staff 10 minutes before a staff dinner?
No, during.
Even better.
And I volunteered. Yeah, no.
I love those moments. It's like, oh yeah, you're going to the staff dinner. In fact, I got on the staff dinner one year and I was just doing photography.
Cute.
So I'm pretty sure it was the, it was either the year at the Renaissance or the year before, but like I ran into Eric Reese like 10, 15 minutes before the staff dinner. And he was like, you coming to the staff dinner? And I was like, my staff? And he's like, of course your staff. And I'm like, aww. Well, hold on.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened to me because I was doing event photography as press. And then it ended up like, yeah, Eric was like, or was it Karen? One of the two. It was Eric or Karen was like, oh yeah, just come to the dinner tonight. I'm like, what dinner? It's like, yeah, you can come. I'm like, okay, there's food.
On a completely unrelated note, we should definitely make that Patreon because I'm making some fire memes and not being able to share them with the listeners is sad.
Aww. Yes, yes.
Well, AFO the Discord will get a channel soon. So
that's true. We should make a podcast meme channel and then just post them live in there. And then the people have to wait a month to find out what they're about.
Yeah, wait, I just
dropped a hot one.
Like, what does any of this mean?
I just dropped a hot one marked safe from Sadako today.
We need like the day since Sadako scared me in like zero.
Look, if there's one thing that I can like honestly say I'm very good at, it is just hammering out memes with like no time in between the thought entering my head and me hitting paste.
Very cool.
Well,
the problem is I go into Photoshop and like do all this stuff. I'm just too anal retentive about like how perfect my memes have to be because my memes are dreams when it comes to that. And so as a gopher, your favorite thing was the fact you got elevated to staff for the staff dinner right before it. Is that correct?
Yes.
No. Well, he did. Yeah.
All of us just ended up on staff.
For me, it was during, and I said, yeah, all right, I will do marketing next year.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Was I?
It was that kind of thing.
Last, like 2023?
2022.
Oh, okay.
The staff dinner at the end of 2022.
Nice.
That was the one with the overdone chicken, which is traditionally.
Wow. They're doing their best. No, I actually don't remember what the end
is. No, I'm laughing at the meme. Oh my God.
No, we will know that we truly made it as a podcast is when we get to AFO and people are just stalking David as Sadako.
Yes, I need this.
No, please no.
That's how we'll know we have made it and that we have people.
No, Kefka. No, Kefka.
That is the answer. I should add that to my soundboard.
Truly, truly, and honestly. So I guess in that time was last year's AFO would be favorite AFO memory as staff.
Hmm. Yay.
And my next favorite will be the next year as staff.
So what moment of last year's
sweet
just sparks joy?
Yeah, like first thing, just like clear your mind.
Hey, you know what? Actually, I have a meaningful contribution to this podcast.
No, David, let him talk.
Sorry.
Let him speak.
The legitimate answer is something I can't talk about.
Aww.
Oh no.
Okay, so when I tied up, I mean, wait, no.
Just fun things happening in back rooms and shooting the shit. But
yes,
yeah.
The real reason we're all here.
Well, I guess it's actually kind of okay to talk about just hanging out with staff after, you know, the different nights in our lovely hotel room that we got / conference room because I ran a bunch of meetings in there / my office because I ran a bunch of the social media in there. But no, just like very relaxed hangout sessions to decompress from the day and get ready for the next one.
Well, that's legitimate. Yeah. So join staff, have relaxed conversations.
Yes.
After the event.
We have a quiet room.
Yeah,
we do.
We have a loud room too. It's called any room you want to be in.
No, I was going to say it's called game show theater when I'm in there. That's the loud room.
Yeah. Edit my answer to be that. We have a loud room too. It's called
game show theater.
Last year we were doing the last walk through Wyndham to do the setup and they're like, yeah, we could put the quiet room here. And I'm like, this is next to game show theater.
Yeah, decidedly not quiet.
That's why signing ended up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this would not be the quiet area. This would be the everyone's getting yelled at area, in fact.
Or the name that tune. Yeah, like with name that tune, it's also very, you know.
They need tunes to name, so they gotta make noise.
Noise. Yeah, yeah.
We got through, there's only four of us. So Diana, what was your favorite?
Aww.
I do have an unofficial staff time favorite. Well, several times. Usually when the guests do karaoke and wild stuff happens.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Specifically, if I had to call out one moment, Billy Comets just absolutely nailing Prince for some reason. It was yeah, no, that cool. Particular year was really good. Of course, like, you know, good guests and some great performances. And oh god, who did Paramore? I'm admittedly a little tipsy at that time, but yeah, it was just a lot of fun to watch because they were just giving everything. It was great. Yeah.
Aw. It's nice to be able to see the
What did you upload?
I have infested you like the ring virus.
Oh no.
I did not know I would cause this much chaos to one man with one cosplay.
Do I want to look at chat?
Honestly, like these are really good memes, contextually.
All right, I'm going.
This is a solid plan, actually. I don't see how this can go wrong for you.
So here, while they all go to look at the memes that I have been posting in chat this whole time, I want everyone listening right now to get in the comments and tell us your favorite moment at an AFO.
Yeah. We want to know.
Get in the comments.
Yeah, put it in the comments.
If you've got multiple favorite things,
yeah,
post multiple comments.
Yeah, do it by year.
Because in this house, we need interaction.
Wherever you find this.
We need interaction.
Please help us.
Yes.
We need friends. I have none.
We need you to validate our egos by responding to us.
Whatever posts in social media you find this in.
Give us love. This is what a podcast is all about. We need self-actualization through the medium of podcast. That was my whole point, was to do this, to try to find love through this, because I miss the soft, supple touch of a person crawling out of a well and telling me I'm going to die in 7 days.
Yeet, yeet, yeet. Wait, that's my new alarm. Yeet, yeet. Like something's going to get yeeted. Yeet.
Yeah.
There you go.
It might be Morgan.
You are in the same room or room adjacent.
He's in my house, yes.
There are windows. I'm just saying, be the change you want in this world.
All right, I'm going.
If anyone listening to this podcast wants these memes, just post. I'll put them in the AFO Discord. I don't care. But I'm going to wait until we post this episode and people ask for it.
I really like Mark's save from Sadako today.
Yeah, no, that one's for you, for when you're rooming with Morgan.
Really good. Solid. Yeah, the last one is Yikes. Mm-mm. That's, I really gotta.
You want to know the funniest thing about the Sadako thing? I fucking love horror movies. There's my FO. You can bleep that if you like. So I'm just sitting back and relaxing, like, yeah, no, just, this is the ish I love. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Horror movies, being scared.
I admire that.
But I will say, just going all the way back to that ring conversation, the first time I've ever had a legitimate scare in a theater was the jump scare in The Ring. Yeah, this,
you got to be more specific. Which jump scare?
The one where it's just there, like the cops are there in the house after the first kill, on screen flashes in the closet.
Oh, with the closet?
Yes, visceral core memory of that thing.
I made an AMV using The Ring set to Video Kill the Radio Star.
Okay, one, how dare you?
I'm looking behind myself and checking all the closets in here. Like, I really can't do it anymore.
Y'all, I don't think you understand. I live alone.
Ooh. So do I. I just have her over here to do this because of reasons.
Because I don't have the technology.
David, your core trauma can be blamed on Gore Verbinski, and my dislike of the Pirates movies can also be blamed on Gore Verbinski. Thank you.
Actually, my core trauma can be blamed on a dude named Chris, who was at my house one day and we were flipping through channels and he said, oh, let's put this on. I've never heard of it.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Oh, my God.
We turned on The Ring. We turned on The Ring about a minute before the closet scene.
Kefka.
And then we noped out for a little bit, and we flipped back to it several times because we wanted to see what was actually going on. So we got a bunch of highlights. We got the horse coming off the boat. We got the girl coming out the TV. We got the girl coming out the well. We got the girl going into the well.
Girl goes into the well. Girl does not come out of the well.
Guys, do you want to know my, okay, I'm going to, because you're talking about this and it's bringing back the thing that traumatized me the most about that movie. It's going to sound strange, but it's in the actual videotape, in the moment, in just that little flash moment where like a nail goes through.
Oh, the finger? Yeah.
A finger.
Oh, yeah.
And I just hold, I'm holding my fingernails.
A fun fact.
I'm holding my hands right now, like just making sure my fingernails are on me. Cause like they look really pretty right now for admittedly, because I just.
I wonder if I can upload this to YouTube real quickly.
Oh, no.
So. One thing I would like to just put on the record. I have never actually seen the video in the ring that causes you to be killed. I immediately looked away every time.
Oh.
Well, let's watch it now.
Give me a second.
Here we go. Hell no. No, 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 no.
I love how this was originally going to be about our favorite moments, and now it's just talking about the ring, which is even worse.
Because the ring is it is officially an anime.
And now it's just trauma.
It's now just trauma. Welcome to trauma.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, no, but no, for Morgan Lefay.
Thank you for finally using my name.
Sorry. For Morgan Lefay, it's wonderful because she does. Look, here's a happy positive thing. She has a nice towel thing for her kendo setup.
Oh, yes.
That is custom and is Hello Kitty cosplayed as Sadako custom towel.
Aww.
Yeah. It's super cute.
Actually, you know what? I have something even cuter.
Custom Hello Kitty Sadako plushie. There we go.
It's not cut. It's actually, I bought it. Like, it's legitimate by Sanrio.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Sanrio. Yep, they did it.
Sorry, I should have put a warning that there's going to be a cute Sadako on the screen. A kwai kwai Sadako.
Yeah.
Only for people paying the $1,000 tier.
Yeah.
Or join the Discord.
They're not seeing that on Discord.
No. Oh.
So I think we're actually good. We actually finished this out in a decent chunk of time.
Yay.
Did you book your room? Did you get your tickets? Are you going to do that now? Yes, you are.
I like how Brian's trying to do his stinger and Morgan is just dying at the title card I just dropped in the chat.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Gotta look.
That would be... God, can we make that the new title? We shouldn't, but we should. We could.
Taste here.
So let's wrap this up. I was Sadako from the ring, scaring the hell out of David. Brian, what's your current anime that people should be watching? Because that's what your thing is, I guess.
Okay. Yes, don't argue with my thing.
I'm not poker. I'm saying like, hey, it's your here's your plug time.
By now. Honestly, by the time this is dropped, winter season is going to be over. So I'll just throw out a weird one. Okay, I'm so bad with the title of this freaking show, but it is so damn funny. Just Google Bravern. It is the most homoerotic mecha anime I've seen in forever. It's the funniest fucking show. It's not even subtext. It's just text that clearly the robot is in love with his pilot, but also just wacky shenanigans and...
Yo, Pacific Rim 2 sounds wild.
No, we don't talk about Pacific Rim 2, okay?
I have seen that movie.
Wait, is there a second one?
There was, and it
yes,
was...
Yes, there is.
Well, Pacific Rim Black was actually really good.
Pacific Rim 3 sounds wild. I didn't know there was a sequel. That's my bad.
Wait, but have you seen Atlantic Rim?
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Oh, yes, the Asylum parody. Oh, God, that's right up there with Transmorphers.
Remember Asylum parodies? But yeah, just elevator pitch. It is a sentient robot that's clearly in love with his pilot, and it is obsessed with, like... mecha shows and Ultraman, and will play its own theme song diegetically in the show, project its own logo behind it again diegetically in the show during battles. It's a head trip. It is so freaking funny. So let me get the actual name of the show, because it's
Robosexuals. Got it.
It is not that far off.
Also, I like how you were like, do you guys remember Asylum films? Like, they didn't drop 12 last year.
Are they still a thing?
Sorry, they only dropped 10 last year. Yeah, last year, the Asylum dropped Ape versus Mecha Ape, Meth Gator, Doomsday Meteor, The Little Mermaid, their fifth animated film, Transmorphers Mech Beasts, End Times, Sharknado 10th Anniversary Edition, Megalodon The Frenzy, The Exorcists, and Alien Apocalypse.
Oh my gosh.
They have animation budget now? That's crazy.
Yeah, they've made 5 animated films, and the most recent one is The Little Mermaid, based on, or mockbustering, mockbusting The Little Mermaid.
You just know they're going to dump... If any company is going to use AI, it's freaking Asylum.
Also, Meth Gator. Do you know what it is a parody of?
Florida? I mean, that's like Florida Man on crack.
The Meg?
No. Meth Gator. Come on, think about what movies came out recently.
The Meg 2?
Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear? Oh my god.
Cocaine Bear, yes.
I was supposed to be,
I saw that. Is it a true story of a Meth Gator?
That's okay.
End Times was based on The Last of Us. They just hammer out movies, and you know what? We love them for it.
Okay, they're making content.
They're making their $5 work. It's fine.
They made 15 movies in 2022.
Oh my gosh. I'm just over here like shrugging. Thank you.
Okay, and for the record, the name of the show is Brave Bang Bravern. Again, it's all B words in the title.
Got it.
Anyway, it was delightful. Go watch it.
Love that.
It's not perfect. It's not like high art.
Oh god, they made a Top Gun Maverick one called Top Gunner Danger Zone.
Gosh.
It got a theatrical release. It is the first Asylum film to get a theatrical release.
Look, the wall behind a theater with a projector does not count as a theatrical release. I'm sorry.
I mean, it might have been a very limited engagement, but yeah, you know what? They didn't sponsor this episode, but if you guys...
So yeah, you drove the English. I am laughing still just from everything that just... This original has to be this really nice... happy episode of like, hey, let's talk about our favorite events, and suddenly it's like my favorite event causes scarring to people.
I mean, we did that.
We did talk about our favorite events. We also talked about some of our childhood traumas, and by our, I mean mostly mine.
Mostly his.
I said moe at least three times, so I know throughout the show.
No, you can't say it three times, otherwise moe juice will...
No, what's your face from Lucky Star will show up.
Moe juice will show up.
Will come out of the...
Well, I was gonna go with Bloody Mary, but Bloody Moe.
Bloody Moe.
No.
So, okay, that's one of the drinks we have to have is a Bloody Moe.
Oh, actually, okay, yes.
Ooh, actually, yeah, no, that's going in the main chat. Drink idea, Bloody Moe.
Yay! Nice.
Well, once again, I am Morgan Le Fay, aka The Countess, and we are closing this up because I cannot stop laughing because I scarred David with my favorite event. Speaking of David, he was here.
Hi, I was David. It's been great seeing you all tonight. And if I'm not at AFO this year, it's because I was murdered by my television.
Brian.
I was Brian.
The marketing of the things. He was here as well.
Well, I just want to say that we hope to see you in 7 days.
Oh, no. I have been Misha. It's been really fun today. I was happy to keep everybody absolutely on topic.
Yay!
No, I know. It was my fault today.
I was the one for once keeping on topic. Wow.
I wouldn't brag about that this time around.
I know. Like, that's the bar was so low, it was in a well that you would throw a girl that you killed.
We threw her into the well from the ring.
We hope you've enjoyed our favorite memories about Anime Festival Orlando on the third episode of season one of the Happy Happy AFO podcast Go Go Go. Our intrepid team of podcasters were Brian, David, and Misha, with no one being isekai'd despite our call out to Trotkun. This was made in part by Anime Festival Orlando, with audio engineering by Majo Studios LLC, Ryan Jones with the executive producer of Keeping Us From Getting Cancelled, and I was your hostess, Morgan Le Fay. Until next time,
I'm gonna stop this recording.